Shamanism used to be a major component of Tlingit life. Rosita Worrell says every clan had a shaman before Russian and American colonization largely forced the Tlingit people to abandon their traditional religion.
Shamanism is generally associated with hunting, fishing, and gathering societies that often migrate with seasons to follow their food sources. To bring food, health, and protection from evil, shamans seek connections with animal powers through their rituals.
Worrell says the shaman's responsibilities included maintaining the well-being of the clan, acting as a military advisor, assuring hunting and fishing success, predicting future events, and curing illnesses. To do that, they performed rituals designed to ward off hostile and dangerous spirits and call upon good spirits to support the clan's welfare. Worrell says Tlingits believe that great shaman traveled in both the physical and spiritual world, and spirits chose certain people to be shaman.
The majority of spirits with which the shaman makes his alliances are animals, animal spirits. This reflects a widespread belief by cultures that practice shamanism that animals inhabited the world long before human beings and are essential to people because of the unique knowledge that animals possess.
She says Tlingit clans last practiced traditional shamanism in the 1950s, but she argues it still pervades the rituals and beliefs of Southeast Alaska Natives today. For instance, Worrell says Tlingits, including the late Reverend Dr. Walter Soboloff, still believe all objects possess some sort of spiritual essence.
I've had meetings here in this room where people like our spiritual leader, Dr. Soboloff, has pounded on the table and says, everything has a spirit. Even this table has a spirit.
About 15 years ago at a Klan conference organized by the Heritage Institute, Worrell says several elders attributed modern social problems, such as alcoholism and suicide, to Tlingit societies being out of balance.
In our society, we have a number of practices to ensure both social and spiritual balance. And they were holding that we were out of spiritual and social balance. And this was the cause of the social illnesses that affect our society.
She says that discussion led to some of SHI's most successful cultural programs. Worrell says the influence of shamanism on modern Tlingit life is perhaps most evident in the use of sacred objects and regalia in ceremonial acts, including memorial celebrations.
When our ceremonial and sacred objects are brought out and the spirits are addressed or called upon in the same way as they were in earlier times.
Worrell says many Tlingit elders are reluctant to discuss shamanism, perhaps due to the punishment Native people endured at the hands of colonizers for practicing their religion. She says it's unlikely traditional shamanism will ever be completely revitalized, but some Tlingits are looking at ways to incorporate more of the old practices in modern ceremonies. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.